South Dakota farmers have suffered some weird weather this year with late snows, a cold spring, and lots of rain. The weather has affected not only major crops, but also produce from truck farms that supply the state's farmers' markets. The Black Hills Market in Rapid City has lots of produce now, but much of it arrived late and some crops failed completely. South Dakota Public Broadcasting talks with a couple of producers to find out how they fared. Zita Quartek runs New Hope Farm southeast of Rapid City. She says this spring she wasn't able to grow her usual crop of squashes and gourds.
I don't even have zucchini this year.
You know things are bad when South Dakota's major giveaway crop fails.
When we've had so much rain like we did, it takes 3 days of no rain to be able to go and plow and at least to get started. But it just... 2 days was the max we ever had.
Quartek does have a greenhouse, and the produce she planted inside has been successful.
My tomatoes have been doing well. My cucumbers have been doing well.
Quartek also sells baked goods, and those products were not affected. Carlton Peterson grows produce in the Black Hills and also on his family's farm in Lyman County.
It's north of Lord Rural, which is in a it's a sandy loam soil rather than the typical gumbo of Lyman County. So the fields dry up fairly well to work after a rain.
Peterson says the soil there allows him to get sweet corn into the Rapid City market 2 weeks before Black Hills growers, and he's also able to compete with Woonsocket melons. As for the clay soil in the hills...
It grows good for certain things, but it's hard to work if it's wet. And you don't want to work it because you'll compact the soil. But the garlic and the shallots that I planted last fall did great.
Peterson's Rocky Ridge Gardens near Box Elder are at the top of a hill. He talks about another producer from the same area who has been largely absent from the farmer's market this year.
He's down below in the creek, and that's why most of his stuff flooded this year bad.
So weather isn't the only consideration in growing. Elevation and soil and other conditions factor in, but none of them stand up to the great equalizer, hail. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.